From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump has accepted the resignation of scandal-plagued EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. According to AgWeb.com, Pruitt has faced an array of ethical questions about his travel spending, security costs, dealings with industry lobbyists, and misuse of government resources. Despite the scandals, Trump has been approving of Pruitt's efforts to reduce regulations the administration says curbs business growth. Deputy Administrator Andrew Wheeler assumed the acting administrator position on Monday. Chinese importers have already stopped buying U.S. wheat. Soybean purchases are expected to drop even further, and the ag sector is expecting the financial pain to increase exponentially for the duration of President Trump's trade war with China. AgriPulse reports the trade war took a major step forward Friday as the U.S. officially began new tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods over China taking U.S. intellectual property and reducing the U.S. trade deficit. China responded with new tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. goods. Association of Equipment Manufacturer President Dennis Slater is expressing disappointment with the Trump administration's decision to move forward with the majority of the $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. Slater tells AgriMarketing.com, AEM and its 1,000-member companies are extremely disappointed, saying the tariffs target vital parts and components used in equipment manufacturing, will drive up the cost of manufacturing, and risk many of the 1.3 million manufacturing jobs. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.